Turn with us in the Bibles this evening to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 1. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 1. We'll deal one verse this evening. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 1. Paul's writing and he says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, that we faint not." Thank you for standing tonight, for honoring the reading of the Word of God. "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we've received mercy, we faint not." Father, thank you for the good day and the time together today. Lord, there's people drove a long way tonight, God, in rough weather conditions. I pray, Lord, you'd let this service be a blessing to them this evening. Now, Lord, I pray that you would guard our hearts and guide our minds, and Lord, guard our lips tonight. I pray you'd let us be a blessing to you people. Protect us, God, from the wiles of the wicked one, and help us like only you can help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. In 2 Corinthians 4:1, the Bible says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry." I'd like to talk a few minutes on this topic on ministry for the Master. Ministry for the Master. I think a lot of times we are saved by the grace of God and then we think that's all that there is to it. God has saved us for a reason. And we tonight, as God's people, boy, what great opportunities we have to do something for the Lord. Now, I want to say, first of all, God is looking for some people in ministry. And He's looking for people that can be spendable. People that can be spendable. Now, in Luke 15, I want you to notice there's a glimpse of spending. In Luke's Gospel, chapter number 15. And let's notice this tonight. That in verse number 8, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I found the piece which I had lost." Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Now, here we see the glimpse of spending in ministry. God's looking for spendable people. Well, how do you see a glimpse of spending? Well, notice this here, the illustration of the woman sweeping the house and she found the pieces of silver. Can I tell you, we were all like this silver. We were lost in a bad place. We were the result of an awful fall. I'm glad God come by and swept the house with the Holy Spirit and has found us. And therefore, we are representative as coins or pieces of silver. Let me tell you, God didn't save us just to put us in a bank. He saved us to spend us. God loves to spend His children. And I'm going to tell you this, in ministering, we need some spendable people. A lot of times we say, "Well, preacher, you know, this glimpse of spending, what's it about?" I think a lot of times we lose the focus about Matthew 25 and what Jesus has taught us in the Word of God in Matthew 25 and verse number 34. Because here the Bible says this. He says, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Now don't lose focus that we're just not giving, or we're just not ministering, we're just not helping, that it's not going on record. He said, when you're helping, consider that you're doing it unto me. In our efforts, that ought to always be in our mind. You know, not only am I helping people, but I'm doing this for the cause of Christ. Jesus said, when you help somebody or minister to somebody, he said, you're doing it unto me. Now, this spendable people, there's a glimpse of spending. And then number two, look at the gladness of spending. In 2 Corinthians 12, Paul teaches us something about the gladness of spending. In 2 Corinthians 12, in verse number 15, there the Bible says, Paul's writing, he says, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. And let's read this. He said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. You know it's easy to spend somebody else's money, but it's different when you spend yours. Paul says, I'd spend my money on you. Or I'd spend my time on you. I would give my efforts for you. It got more personable. And then the spendable people, not on this glimpse of spending, but there is the gladness of spending. Paul said, I would very gladly spend and be spent for you. That's the kind of attitude that we need to have for each other in the body of Christ. Well, we need to be servants. This word minister means a servant. We have deacons and we have deacons' wives. We have leaders and we have leadership and we have leadership wives. We have members and we have membership's wives. And how we need to be working together for the body of Christ in this ministering. This ministering, it means a servanthood, a servantship. But let me tell you something. In the day and hour, we don't need to get too busy to serve. To serve. Now the gladness of spending. Paul said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. I think a lot of times the church is just waiting on leadership and the deacons to do everything. But let me tell you, they can't do everything. And so we need everybody to work together. We're trying to form new ministries. And man, how we need people to have the attitude of being a servant. And we need to have the attitude saying, you know what? I'm not so much doing that for you. I'm doing that for him. And that's our mindset that we need to have this evening. And Paul was very glad to spend and to be spent. I want to ask you this. Do you ever feel like you've been spent? Somebody's used you? I'll give you a new twist on that tonight. If you feel that way, Paul said, I would very gladly spend and be spent for you. In other words, Paul said, I'd give myself for you. And boy, I appreciate that kind of leadership and that example that's in our Bible that's before us tonight. God is looking for, in the ministry, spendable people. The glimpse of spending and the gladness of spending. And then there's the generosity of spending. In Acts 20, Paul talked about, he said, I would gladly give you everything, the generosity. We ought not just do a little bit of kindness, but we ought to go overboard in our kindness. And then the grace of spending. In Luke 10 and verse number 30, watch this in your Bible. Turn over there in Luke 10 and 30. There was a certain man that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and they stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now watch what happens. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him and fell among the thieves. Now there's the grace of spending. Jesus said, you take care of him, and when I come again, I will repay thee. I'm glad you'll never outgive the Lord. The Lord's writing all these things down in our ministry. And he said, let me tell you something. It may be hard now, and it may be costing you something right now. It may be pushing you right now. But you remember this. When I'm come back, said, I'm going to settle up and I'm going to pay you what I owe you. And I guarantee you this, Jesus always pays what he owes. Amen. And boy, ministering for the Master, what an opportunity. You know, we served the devil too long. What a joy to serve Jesus. What a joy to serve God. Somebody that got on a cross and died for us, and we can just do a little bit of something for him. Now, ministering for the Master. He's looking for spendable people. Number 2, he's looking for dependable people. In Colossians 3 and verse 22. Colossians 3 and 22. There's the call of faithfulness. Colossians 3:22. Now, we live in a culture and a society when it's convenient to serve God, that's when they want to serve Him. But let me tell you, we have a call of faithfulness. God is looking for dependable people that He can count on to minister to others. Now, the Bible says in Colossians 3:22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Remember, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Dependable people, the call of faithfulness. Then in 1 Timothy 1 and verse number 12, turn over to the right in your Bibles. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12. The Bible says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Boy, God has counted us faithful, putting us in the body of Christ to minister the things that He needs ministered to. Talking about tonight, ministering for the Master. Now, the call of faithfulness and the count of faithfulness. Here, Paul's writing to Timothy, and he says this. He says, He counted me faithful, putting me into the I didn't sign up. God put me in this. And I'm thankful for it tonight. And then 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 1. You'll notice not only the call and the count, but there's the commitment of faithfulness. 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 1. Now, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him, hath chosen him to be a soldier. Let me tell you, this isn't a game. This is a battle. This is a warfare. And I'm going to tell you, God's looking for dependable people. He's looking for people behind the scenes to minister to His people. And boy, how God has given us the opportunity to minister for the Master. He's looking for spendable people. He's looking for dependable people. But lastly, tonight I will say, in order to minister for the Master, He needs believable people. Boy, we need to be real, don't we? We all have issues and circumstances. But I like what the Bible says right here. Look in James 5 and verse number 12. James 5 and verse number 12. James is closing his writing, and look what he says. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Believable people. You say, why we need to be believable people? Because the Bible teaches us that we're read of all men. 2 Corinthians 3, verse number 2. 2 Corinthians 3, verse number 2. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. You know, it's easy being a Christian here, but when we're outside, we're an open book. People's reading our lives. Wonder what they're reading into our lives as they see us. They know where we go to church. They know who our husband, who our wife is, who our children are. You know, it's amazing to me the people that watches me. I was in Lowe's this week. I just sat there looking at lumber. Walked off, and a man come by and said, "Hello, preacher." I didn't know him from Adam's house cat. He said, "I heard you preach at so-and-so. Enjoyed the preaching. Appreciate the stand you take." You know, people's watching us, and we don't even know they're watching us. Now, watch what you're doing, because you're read of all men. Our attitude is a lot. God, help me with my attitude to have the right kind of attitude. If I'm going to be a Christian, what kind of example am I setting being a Christian in my attitude? Just because we're Christians don't mean that we're immune to trouble. And I'm going to tell you something, life's too short going through it bitter. We ought to be believable people. Let your word be yea or nay. We're read of all men. Ye are our epistle written in our heart. We're the only gospel a lot of people knows. Hey, fellas, where are you working in them dark places? They're the only Bible they ever see. Ladies, you may think, why have God put me in this place? He wants the gospel in front of their lives. We are an open epistle written in our heart, known and read of all men. What opportunities many of us have in dealing with the public. Let your light shine. Boy, Jesus is coming. Believable people. Read of all men. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. Turn to the right in your Bible. Not only read of all men, but we ought to be real to all men. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 1 through 5. I appreciate what Brother Vince said this morning. Just real things, everyday living, real issues. That's what we're covering tonight. This bread and potato stuff. It's what we need in our lives. Something that sustains us. 1 Thessalonians 1, And verse number 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. We give thanks to God always for y'all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. What manner of men we were among you for your sake. Believable people. Read of all men, real to all men, but lastly, we ought to be ready to tell all men. Look in 1 Peter 3 and 15. 1 Peter 3 and 15. Ready. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And here's the word. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear. Brother Joe, I forget whose funeral it was. That's the last place I'm going tonight. I forget whose funeral it was, but I went with a family. We went in the graveyard to bury their loved one, and I come by and somebody had bought a really nice bench in memory of somebody. And on this bench is what it said, Brother Joe. It said, here lies all my hope and dreams. Let me tell you something. I love people. I love my family. I love my church. But let me tell you, folks, when it's all over, that's not my hope and my dream. My hope is upon the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Because He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And thank God I don't have to bury my hope and all my dreams. Because I'm glad there's somebody on the right-hand side of God that's there making intercession for me tonight. And I'm glad I know who He is. And I'm glad one day He saved this old boy and called me to preach. He's entrusted me with a lot of weighty matters in this life. And I want to tell you something. It's coming a reconciling day. He's coming back to get His children. When He does that, I want to get on the bus with my head down. I want to minister for the Master. Thank you for being here tonight. Stand with us if you would. I appreciate